This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So if you're just tuning in the last hour, we talked somewhat about Hurricane Irma. No longer expected, at least in this, most recent versions of the forecasts that we see out there, no longer expected to go up the tip of Florida, but now sort of to skirt the west coast of it, possibly doing who knows how much damage. But we ended up sharing a story about Miami police going around and demanding that homeless people in Miami go into a storm shelter willingly, or they would be held against their will for a mental health evaluation. With the outer edge of the storm...
Isn't exactly willingly, right?
I agree. This takes will out of the equation and forces people against their will into the hands of the state, which I have a huge problem with. But, Mark, you're saying that you think this is a good idea. The story from the AP, we're going to get back to your calls and thoughts. With the outer edge of the storm approaching, these officials, backed by a psychiatrist and observed by an Associated Press team, rolled through chillingly empty downtown streets as dawn broke over Biscayne Bay. This was written yesterday, by the way. Searching for reluctant stragglers sleeping in waterfront parks, Ron Book, the chairman of the Miami-Dade Homeless Trust, said, quote, "We're going out, and every single homeless person who is unwilling to come off the street, we are likely going to involuntarily Baker Act them." Now, Baker Act is something that people that live outside of Florida won't necessarily know, but every state has
a
law.
Every state has some version of it.
That's very similar. It, as it says here in the story, it enables authorities to institutionalize patients who present a danger to themselves or others. It's not something they claim to do lightly, but officers detained at least six people on Friday afternoon. Under the law, they can be held up to 72 hours before the state would have to go to court to prolong their detention. And, Mark, you were applauding this, which to me was shocking as a libertarian, as somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle, to all of a sudden switch gears and chuck that principle aside and say, yeah, go ahead, Baker Act those people. They don't agree with us. They might cause some extra work and some extra risk to be taken by some of these emergency responders.
As a libertarian, as a special type of libertarian called a voluntarist, I believe that people should have the governments that they want, right? Is that what you would agree?
Okay, if they want one.
Right. Well, right. I mean, you know, the lack of... Freedom of religion means that you can opt not to have a religion.
Yeah.
So freedom of freedom to choose your government means that you can opt not to have one. You can be an anarchist, but I'm not an anarchist. I'm a person who believes that you get to choose. And if you choose to use all kinds of government services for free on a regular basis, you have chosen that government. Does that make sense? I use as few government services as I can possibly get away with.
What makes you believe that all homeless people use the same amount of government services?
I certainly can't speak for all homeless people.
Well, right, but you're here arguing for the rounding up, the forcible rounding up, and putting into basically an internment camp of homeless people, regardless of what their opinion is, regardless of how sane they are, regardless of how much they use the emergency services. What if somebody out there is just like, you know what, I'm homeless because I want to be. I like being homeless. I like not having the responsibility of having to, you know, pay rent and all that. I can just go live wherever it is I want to. And I don't want to live in a homeless shelter. I don't want to go to a hurricane shelter. I want to go out and take my risks on the streets every single day. You're saying round that person up, put them into a involuntary psychiatric commitment.
To that person, I apologize.
You are terrible.
To the rest
you're
of them,
you're being terrible.
Get out. You should have been taking
Let's
the first thing.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here, Melissa. Hopefully, we have some first responders who actually have some compassion for their fellow man. Go ahead, Melissa. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we got you loud and clear.
Okay, I support Mark. I support first responders.
Yep.
I cannot even imagine to be someone. telling a family member of somebody who died that was left out there that, I'm sorry, they chose to not take shelter. I can't believe that we wouldn't want the best for all people. You know,
but who are you to decide what's best?
To know that they're alive versus dead.
That's not your choice to make.
Alive does seem better than dead in most cases,
right? That's not your choice to make. If somebody wants to go, maybe somebody wants to, part of their feeling alive is to go and take a risk and be out in a crazy, dangerous storm. Who are you to say?
No, look at on the news, too. When there was one interview I was watching of a father in Florida with his two young children, and they're out on the beach, and I'm thinking, these kids have no say-so. Dad's deciding they're not taking shelter, and they're just going to wander the beach and do all those things, and I just think, ah.
There are parents all the time who do things with their kids that parents disagree
and
with. They will take risks that other parents wouldn't take. Some parents want to lock up other parents for allowing their kids to walk home from school. Does that describe you?
No, listen, I just feel like we do the best for mankind. We look out for each other.
But you don't know what that means. You have
but
your opinion.
You don't have to put me down or insult me or talk to me that way.
Well, you can have your opinion, but so should everybody else be free to have their opinion.
I'm just expressing my opinion. I'm just
but you're willing to use men with guns to back your opinion, lady.
I am
Isn't
not
that right?
To these levels whatsoever. No, I'm saying to keep people safe. You know,
you're willing to turn men with guns loose into the streets to force people that disagree with you into
a lot of people who have been first responders. And when Mark was saying about, we're doing a last call for people saying, this is it. This is it. And they're not coming. We have to look out for mankind. I mean, I just feel like we owe that as an obligation, not to just shut the door.
You don't get
there.
To speak for everybody. You can say we this and we that.
I'm respecting you. You can respect me and just be courteous back.
No, it's not respectful. No, let me tell you, it's not respectful when you tell somebody, look, buddy, you either come with us or we're going to put a gun in your face.
I'm not arguing like that at all.
No. You don't understand here, Melissa. What happens when the police come up to somebody on the streets in Miami and they say, hey, we've got a shelter over here. You're going to come with us and go to the shelter, or we're going to force you into a mental health evaluation. You know what happens if that person tries to walk away, right? Weapons come out. They're going to get violent. The police are going to get violent with those people. You think that's what humanity is all about? Is about using violence against your fellow man to force them into a concentration camp?
I'm just hoping, as my children are getting older and things, and they're adults, if God forbid they chose not to take that care, I would be happy to know that somebody was trying to decide what was best
for
them.
Thank goodness someone put a gun to my son's head, kept him alive.
As a human being, so I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I'm just saying my opinion.
Well, then thank you for the call. I do appreciate you calling in. That is what we're here for.
You want somebody to sit here and argue with him.
Oh, no.
That's what
I have you, Mark. Yeah, that's why you're here. No, it's fine.
I'm going to disagree with the nice lady.
With what part? Because she's on your side.
The bums.
This is your ally here.
Rather than forcing the bums to get in the car with the police officer, I think that if they were warned ahead of time and then they end up calling for help, they should be taken directly to the county jail, chopped up, and made into dinner for the inmates. There you go. How's that?
You've taken it to a new level.
There
now,
you go.
Obviously, you don't actually believe that. I think you should say the things you actually believe, Mark.
I can tell you, I'm highly frustrated with people that abuse the first responder.
I'm highly frustrated with people that use emergencies as an excuse for tyranny. Let's go to, and I'm sad that you're one of them now. Let's go to Aaron in Indianapolis. Apparently, you're more like a bureaucrat than you might like to believe. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Ian, I guess I wanted to ask you a question. If someone was about to leap off a bridge, would you stop them?
I don't. It's not really any of my business. I mean, I might try to talk them out of it, but, otherwise.
Okay. So,
Ian has talked people out of suicide here on the air. I'd like to say that.
Yeah. Or maybe if someone was doing something very stupid with a firearm, would you try and talk them out of it? Or
yeah, absolutely. We've seen people there was a camping event where somebody was acting like a fool with a firearm.
Okay.
So
I guess, I guess what I would ask then is if someone's wanting to stay on the streets when a storm with 100-plus mile-per-hour winds is coming, is that kind of stupid?
Yeah, but just because somebody's going to do something stupid doesn't mean I'm going to take their liberty away from them to make stupid choices. Thank you, Aaron, for the call. There's more coming up here, 855-450-FREE, because to me, freedom matters too much to infringe upon somebody's rights. More coming up. You can share your thoughts with us here. And just because there's an emergency doesn't mean we should lose freedom.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. A lot of people have opinions about first responders and risk takers, potentially homeless folks in Miami being told they better get to a shelter or else they're going to be what they call Baker-acted in Florida, taken away from their freedom for up to 72 hours for a forced mental health evaluation. I say that is a huge problem if you care about individual liberty. And if you care about freedom, you're probably into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. If you're not, well, it's not too late to get involved. You will need to have a wallet in order to get into these things. And there is a wallet that we have as the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's called Jax. You can get yours over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or the Google or Apple App Store. It can hold not only Bitcoin, but also Ether, Dash, and a bunch of other currencies. They're adding like one currency a day, it seems like, over the last several days. Is this that 30 days of Jax thing that you were talking about? So anyway, you can go and learn more at jax.io. It was created by Anthony DeOrio, who is the creator of the Crypto Kit. He made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. Let's go to Eric. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Let's see. Where do I start? I was saying that I heard one of your callers call about Mark Stevens.
Yeah, Mark Stevens, a host of the No State Project, the author of Adventures in Legal Land.
Yes, indeed. And it was kind of funny. I don't want to debase the caller or anything. I didn't listen that much, but it was kind of I was the caller online with Mark that was involved when you guys were brought up. And I was playing devil's advocate with Mark. I agree with Mark a lot. I agree with you guys a lot. The point I was trying to make is I'm of the position where, I mean, government, judges, blah, 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 not a big fan of them. But I'm still of the position where I'm more afraid of my neighbor than the guy with the gun and the badge.
Wow. You must have some really nasty neighbors.
No, not literally. I actually have pretty good neighbors, just proverbially.
Oh, okay.
That's my neighbor. I mean, I've lived all over and traveled all over the world. I just came back from 12 years straight in Asia without coming back to the U.S. So I have a pretty good world view. And in my opinion, it's your neighbor, your family, your mother, your father, your neighbor. That is more like in the callers today over this thing, like, I support throwing somebody in to get mentally ill. I mean, it's people in general that are the problem. I mean, I'm not a fan of the judges, not a fan of the police, not a fan of this, but I still firmly stand with my position that it's just people in general that are the biggest problem.
Well, that's where all the issues come from. I mean, ultimately, the reason we have the government that we have today, the reason we have the paternalistic state that, you know, lords over all of us through whatever its mechanisms are, is because that's what people believe in, because people have not, you know, moved beyond the idea of the state. We've moved beyond the idea of owning other human beings like slaves. That's just something most people in the world have moved beyond. But we haven't moved beyond the sort of larger slavery of the state, this idea that sort of unites an upper class of people to force its will upon others.
Right. It's amazing that you can have, that the people believe you can have different cell phone providers, different insurance companies, different, you know, service providers of all sorts. But the particular service that is government must be provided by a monopoly that is bound to a particular geographic area. It's frankly ludicrous, and when you can get a moment for people to step down and say, oh, yeah, that might make sense. Well, wait, I won't be able to force my neighbor not to use marijuana. Well, yeah, you're right. You won't be able to force your neighbor to do certain things. But
I don't think it's that so much. I think it's more of a jealousy, like, you know, let's start. Don't pay your taxes for a couple of years. You know, go to trial. You know what? You know the mentality of those so-called jury of your peers? They're going to be like, yeah, look at this. I don't want to curse. I don't know if you can or cannot.
Please don't. Probably shouldn't.
So look at this bastard, you know. How dare him stand? I mean, I don't want to pay taxes, but I have to, and this guy's actually trying to do it. And you know,
slave on slave violence, as they call it, where people want to punish They want to punish others who have the courage to stand up.
Yeah. I mean, the jury's gonna screw you more than that judge sitting in his funny clown robe up there, in my perspective.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. That's why I say, you know, in order to actually have the freedom that some of us want, we have to, I think, get people who believe in liberty together, which is where the idea of the New Hampshire freedom migration comes into play, where if we get enough people who believe in liberty, in, you know, laissez-faire, in leaving people alone, in, you know, freedom, we get these folks together in the same geographic area, we're going to have a greater influence. And that's already working here. So I our caller earlier was saying Mark Stevens, who I consider to be a friend, was allegedly saying stuff bad about Free Talk Live.
I just think he has criticisms of what you guys are doing, and I don't think he said
you guys. What was the critique, if you don't mind, since you were the caller who was on the line, you say?
I think I was bringing up the point we just discussed previously here, and it was related to that. I don't know. I'm sure that it'll be – it was a context, and it was, you know, Mark speaks kind of like me. Excuse me, I'm a New Yorker.
Well, was he critiquing the idea of people moving to New Hampshire in general, or was he critiquing
– No, he said something like, I don't like to hear the commercials or something, but something like that.
Okay, so you don't even remember what it was. That's a funny thing. So our caller earlier was a listener of the show, and he was saying something, and he wasn't real clear on exactly what it was. You were on the phone with him, and you didn't really even understand it. I think that, you know, there's some people who have a critique of the idea of moving libertarians to the same place, and you know they may feel that it's
I don't like collectivism.
That has nothing to do with collectivism.
It's not collectivism. It's an acceptance of reality.
It's an individual choice to make a move somewhere based on strategy.
Okay.
Thank you for the call tonight, Eric. I appreciate hearing from you. The strategy is simple: concentrate in one place. It's working. So this isn't some sort of, like, pie-in-the-sky concept here. There have been thousands of people who have already made the move here to New Hampshire as part of this large New Hampshire freedom migration. As you pointed out, Mark, the Free State Project is just a part of that. But there are others who aren't joiners. They don't want to join the Free State Project for whatever reason. Maybe they don't like the way that organization is run. There's the Shire Society, which is sort of a friendly competitor to it, which you can go to shiresociety.com to learn more about that. Or some people don't want to sign up for anything or join anything. They just want to come and be with other people who care about freedom. Be with a native population here that is more likely to be freedom-oriented than many native populations in other states.
In the freest state in the Union as rated by the Cato Institute currently.
Right. So if you just make the move to New Hampshire just because you want more freedom, that's generally what you're going to find overall here compared to the other 49 states and a lot of the rest of the world. But if you want to be somewhere where freedom will actually be increasing over time, this is also the place that you should be, because there are more people moving here, migrating here, who are libertarians and voluntarists, people that believe in freedom, than anywhere else in the world. This is the greatest concentration of them anywhere. You go to 101reasonsfilm.com, you can learn the 101 reasons liberty lives in New Hampshire, and what exactly is so attractive about New Hampshire, as it is right now, that is attracting thousands and hopefully thousands more soon of libertarian migrants here. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP hard solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, can join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. In addition to threatening the homeless, various different cities in South Florida are now implementing a curfew, which presumably will apply to pretty much anybody that is found outside. In the case of Broward County, after 4 p.m. today, others starting as late as 8 p.m. tonight. You can share your thoughts on these restrictions on people's freedom using the emergency circumstances to basically strip people of their liberties. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
One thing that is helping people get liberty back, at least in the area of their finances, is Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. You can learn about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. Great introduction kind of site. You've heard about Bitcoin, maybe. Maybe you've heard about the prices that have been going up over the years and are currently at around, I think, 46, 47. Did it go down a little bit today? 45, maybe? Anyway, 4,500 or so, thereabouts. It's been sort of up and down within the 4,000 range over the last week or two. But if you want to learn more, go check out Bitcoin.com. If you'd like to learn how to mine some Bitcoin, you can do that.
4,300 right now.
Okay, thank you. Over at pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and it is super easy to use their online calculator that will help you guesstimate at what you could possibly make based on what you want to invest over at pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to the phones. To the fun, talking to Rob in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I heard broadcasted on the television quite a bit that they actually limited the response of first responders in a certain criteria. After the wind got over 50 miles an hour and it became too dangerous for the first responders to respond, they weren't going to respond whether you called or not.
And that's their choice. They can do that. It's, you know, they don't want to put themselves at risk. Then they should have the freedom to make that choice too.
Exactly, and that's I thought that was the ground. When I heard that on the news a few times, I said, "Wow, somebody's got a brain."
Yeah, it makes that choice. It makes a lot of sense, but there'll still be a lot of things that, result from the water, right? Like, so the wind will die down, and say in Harvey's instance, the water didn't go away. Mm-hmm. It was there for days, and in many cases, it's probably still there.
Right, right. But, like, I think it was the mayor of the Keys, the Florida Keys, who says after the wind gets to a certain speed, we're not going to respond. Well, you can dial 911.
Most first responders aren't going to.
The Florida Keys are an evacuation zone. Everybody, including the police and firefighters, should be out of there. I mean, if you're in the Florida Keys right now and that hurricane comes, I mean, screw you. My attitude towards anybody who's currently on the Florida Keys that isn't doing some kind of life-saving or, you know, weather.
I'm not saying first responders should be obligated to go out and do anything for anyone.
Exactly.
I don't think that's the case either. Yep. But at the same time, I don't think people should be forced against their will to do something they don't want to do. Rob, any other thoughts you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with the both of you because being a former first responder, I know about the people that abuse the first responders, calling 911 for headaches and stuff like that, and the frequent flyers, as you were mentioning before.
Yeah.
There are that. We're talking about two different things here.
Rob, thanks for your call tonight, man.
You did really good. Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Toll-free number 855-450, free like freedom. Let's go to Richard. He's in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Good. I should mention that Free Talk Live is going to be in Austin, Texas, coming up in late October for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We were at the first two, and we'll have the pleasure of being at number three as well. That's going to be October 28th and 29th. It's a weekend, and you can go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. So, Richard, what were you calling about tonight?
I'm just thinking maybe you guys are getting threatened or all the other stations are getting threatened because I know you guys probably get threatened on certain subjects.
Threatened?
But,
regarding
why
what?
I just got threatened the other day. Some guy said that he was going to do harm to my wife and child.
You're talking about one of the callers, but what do you mean? Threatened by whom? By what? What are the circumstances in which these threats are being received by radio stations or whoever?
Well, certain topics aren't allowed to be spoke on, and one of them is weather modification. Because
buddy, we can't be. I'm kidding. Yeah, you can.
We're going to lose our check from the New World Order if you keep this up.
No, we don't prohibit any topics here, man. You can call about any kind of claptrap, crackpot conspiracy that you want.
No, I'm not accusing you guys of anything.
Believe me,
I appreciate what you guys do. I'm saying the government might be calling people and telling you don't talk about this.
When you say weather modification, I mean, there's different levels of crazy here, right? So, like, there's a level of crazy of that, you know, somebody believes that the government has some sort of device in Alaska that is called the HARP program, and they're going to, like, vibrate out these frequencies that's going to completely control the weather, possibly control your mind.
I think they shut down that program.
I'm sure, just a story, Mark, that they want you to believe, right, from the paranoid's perspective. And then, you know, the lesser version of that is that they're not controlling your mind, but they're just controlling the weather. And then there's also the people that believe that they're like dusting things from planes to try to control the weather, which they have done cloud seeding at the very least. I mean, that is something that has happened. That's pretty confirmed. So what level of weather modification are you saying is a thing?
Well, I tell you what, for the sake of argument, let me just take you to a guy named Dr. Bill Deagle. He's one of the top scientists in the world. And,
wow, that's a pretty it's a pretty upper echelon there.
Yeah, you probably heard of him. He's with GCN, Dr. Bill Deagle. Nutra Medical is the name of his.
Just because somebody's on GCN, which is our network, doesn't make them credible.
No, well,
I mean, I love GCN. I'm glad that we're there, but
whew. I could give you a list, but I know for the sake of time, you don't want to hear the whole list. I'm just starting with him.
Okay. What's his claim?
Let me get some of his back. He actually worked with these programs. He was an actual whistleblower. Worked at the highest level of science. He's worked with NASA and all the other alphabet supers. He was one of the guys that would actually make sure that the astronauts, when they came back from space, would get back to what they call homeostasis, get their health back, 100%. That's the highest level of science that he was. And he's run dozens of hospitals. I can go on and on, he's offered remedy for not only the Fukushima meltdown, but he's also offered to provide all the scientific.
Okay, but I want to know what the claim is. I mean, you're saying that he's claiming weather modification is a thing, that it's an actual program or whatever. So what is it that he's claiming?
I was going to get into that. His show on Wednesday, I believe it was, he went into, because he's been contacting his resources, some of his sources that he actually worked with, and they did verify that this was, in fact, going to be part of a false flag where they were going.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Now we're combining conspiracy theories. So we've got the weather modification, and it's part of a false flag. So are you saying it, when you mean, are you talking about the hurricane? What are you referring to?
Right. Now, remember, you got to give me an opportunity. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not giving you.
Sure, I understand. This is hearsay. It's hearsay. You're claiming to, it's your understanding of what was said.
Right.
Mark, what are your thoughts on the weather modification false flag conspiracy theory?
It would be difficult to control.
Hold on, Richard. You're not Mark. I was asking Mark.
So hurricanes spin round, and just like a top, they're going to go any direction they want.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem very difficult to create a hurricane and then pinpoint where it's going to hit.
Richard, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Even though you are free to call in about anything you want, that doesn't mean we're going to take you too seriously or believe every word that comes out of your mouth. But you decide.
I don't believe it's all global warming either, so there you go.
855-450-FREE. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves right here on Free Talk Live. If you're down in South Florida and you can get a phone call out, we'd love to hear from you. If the communication lines aren't jam-packed, which they might be, it's Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the show. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype, and the Skype username here, if you want to join us, is lrn.fm. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. A lot of people commenting on the destructive and imminent hurricane Irma that is preparing to and currently battering South Florida. Might be skirting itself up the coast, the west coast of Florida, according to current models. Although, Mark, you're questioning those current models. Not that you're a meteorologist or know anything at all about, you know, weather patterns, besides having lived through some of them down in Florida. So we'll continue here. You can share your thoughts with us. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. First up, it's Zachary. He's in Georgia. Zachary, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, first of all, about that whole weather deal, man, I think they try to get people to buy into a hype. Maybe they have too much of one thing, so they'll throw it on the news, something's happening somewhere else. Maybe it'll encourage you to go buy all the water off the shelf.
That's neither here nor there. Hold on. You think that the hurricane is a cynical plot to sell water to people?
No. Not the only. I think...
Because there's plywood, too.
Yeah. Generally.
Right. Depending on your location, depends on the story you get. And you have to discern.
Are we still talking about a hurricane here, or are we talking about just news in general? What are you referring to?
News in general.
Okay.
News in general.
Okay. Well, yeah, depending on your location. That's true. Hold on, before you go on, that's true. Generally, the like news agencies in one given geographic area are not as good at being, let's say, critical of the governments that they are sort of under. Yeah, at that moment, whereas an outside news source like RT or BBC or something, you know, something even just something outside of the state, could have a much more objective and critical perspective on the governments and what they're deciding to do. Because a lot of the local news guys and gals, they rely on local police, for instance, or the mayor and press releases and things like that. And they want to be able to, you know, have the mayor in once a month and have him on the morning show for an interview. And so they're just not as objective as they should be because of that. And I think that does have to do with where people live.
And further, you know, the natural disaster that's going on, and hurricanes are the very best because they keep coming for a week. You know, this is a week's worth of viewing.
Yeah, sure.
Right? So then you got the governor, you got to get on the mayor. In the case of CNN, they're having on mayors from different cities all over Florida. You've got the chiefs of police and the fire chiefs, and everybody's got to get on the radio, the television, or whatever, and chitty chat. And of course, you know, the weathermen get to go stand outside and do their job at that point. So, yeah, I mean, the local news and the local chiefs, they get their moment in the sun, so they want to make it last as long as they can, even if it never turns into anything.
Right. All about that dog and pony show.
Zach, thanks for the call.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
I have one more question.
Yeah.
And it has to do with property lines and state lines and jurisdiction.
All right.
And so, getting back to the whole thought of liberty and I have the right to say what I want to say, or I have the right to smoke a joint if that's what I want to do. I once heard a judge say a chicken has a right to eat and a fox has a right to eat. Enough said about rights. So,
okay.
Yeah. So
I'm not sure what that has anything to do with human beings and, you know, their rights, because rights, for listeners that may be unfamiliar with kind of theory around rights, is that humans have rights because they can be reciprocated, meaning that we can all come to agree on a set of rights, hopefully, that we're willing to grant to our fellow man for the benefit of being able to have better society and interact better and more effectively and more harmoniously with others, whereas animals, they don't understand the concept of rights, so the idea that they have a right to do anything is fallacious on its face.
The chicken would have a right if it could shoot the fox.
No, the chicken has no right to anything because it's just a chicken. It has no way to communicate.
It has no fingers. That's the problem.
It has no way to communicate that it could understand what the concept of rights are.
Does it bother you that they sell chicken fingers and they're not actually fingers?
No, that's never bothered me at all. I stuff my face with chicken fingers, man. They're great. Anyway, Zachary, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But leave it to a judge, you know, a government judge, to just pawn off the idea of rights on chickens and foxes, as though that has any relevance whatsoever. I don't even know what that was in, what the context was, but to me it doesn't even matter.
It says to me that
sounds to me like he's kicking rights out of his courtroom. Like, I don't want to hear anything about this concept.
To me, like he's saying that law enforcers have to have things to do for work, so, you're here, you're the chicken.
Let's go to Matt. He's in Pennsylvania listening to, I believe, WEEO-FM. Hey, Matt.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Welcome, doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I was just listening in. I'm a paramedic firefighter, been doing it for 12 years.
All right.
I'm tired of the frequent flyers. But at the same time, I'm a total believer in people's individual liberties. We've had instances where, people are just tired of going to the hospital and choose to stay home because, they would just want to die at home. And
yep.
I've had people try to force them, and I believe those people have every right as long as they're competent.
I was in an incident like that, yep.
Where they said, leave me alone, I want to die here?
Yep.
And you did?
I don't get to decide whether somebody's transported or not, but, what are we going to do?
Well, yes, you do get to decide. You can say, if somebody says, transport that man, you can say no.
I'm not the one who would transport them.
Okay.
I direct traffic.
I got you.
Okay?
I got you.
I'm the lowest firefighter on the pole.
Matt, so how do you feel about the people being forced into shelters down in Miami? Should they be forced or allowed to make a risky choice?
Well, I understand the concern for the first responders going out, and trust me, I'm definitely tired of people that don't want to take care of themselves at all. But at the same time, I believe that they should set up some sort of hotline where you can get a hold of a doctor and a judge very easily. Because when we go out on a psychiatric call, it takes us about 5-10 minutes. And with the police involved, we can do what's called a 302 involuntary commitment. In which case, then you can take them against the will because they're not competent to make logical decisions. But if they're competent to make logical decisions, decide to sit in that tent out in homeless society, then at that point, they got that right. But
so you would say try to assess the person on the spot and then let them go if you believe they can make otherwise competent decisions, even if you disagree with their decision to stay out during a storm?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because that whole, the whole 72-hour thing sounds like a complete another ploy, basically just to put them up somewhere while the storm
Yeah, of course, that's what it is. That is what it is, I think. You're right about that. And
Oh, I would agree. That's what it is, too. I guess what I would say to this is that, you know, a lot of these people are going to have mental health issues. And, I mean, what do you do with people with mental health issues?
Well, that is a tough question.
Do you just let them do, you know, suicidal things? And I don't
This is a question that libertarianism doesn't answer particularly well,
no,
in my opinion. Matt, anything else you want to share tonight from your experience as a first responder?
No, that's about it. I appreciate listening to you guys. You guys have a wonderful night.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Michael in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Yes, WNIS. And I want to pick up before I go on getting the homeless off the street during hurricanes. I wanted to go to your point about concentrating in order to generate more power as a freedom-loving, freedom-seeking people. I have a suggestion. Right now, everybody that's listening to WNIS in Hampton Roads, we have a population of 1.8 million people between the seven cities that make up Hampton Roads. Two of them here, Virginia Beach and Chesapeake, being the first and second largest cities in the state of Virginia.
All
now,
right.
Here's the experiment. How many people listening to WNIS like having Free Talk Live preempted by football every week?
Hopefully, not a whole lot of them.
Well, sports pay the bills, I gotta say.
Let's have them contact you and say yes, and those who don't want it say no, and you report to us next week on what the respective numbers are.
What's the point of this little experiment?
Well, if you really believe in concentration, we need a way to concentrate our voices to stop the stupidity of 6 hours of football on the only.
Well, I appreciate the opinion. Thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate the kind words that we are preferable to the football game. But unfortunately, as Mark pointed out, it is something that pays the bills
Cha-ching.
For radio stations. So yeah. It's some of the things that, you know, one of the things we do as a nighttime show is we're okay if stations prevent or they preempt us. Unfortunately, it's Free Talk Live. We're coming up. Hour 3 on the way. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.